قال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها هبا إنا نراها في ضلال مبين. فلما سمعت بمكرهن أرسلت إليهن وأعتدت لهن متكأ وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن. فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاش لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. Yesterday we had discussed about how the wife of the minister had tried to seduce Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he tried to run away from her and she had torn his shirt from the back, and how the evidence pointed towards her being guilty and she being the one who tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So the husband found out about this here and he tried to sweep it under the carpet, and he so told that, oh Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, forget about all this here, and told his wife that you are a woman who has perpetrated a major crime, a major sin. So now the story of the wife trying to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, it began to go around the city and the woman began to gossip about this. وَقَالْ إِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ A group of women in the city began to gossip, and they said, إِمْرَاتُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِتُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِي. This minister's wife, she is trying to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. She's trying to seduce the young man, the lad that is working in her home. قَدْ شَخَفَ عُبَّى. She has fallen head over heels in love with him. She's madly in love with him. وَإِنَّا نَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And we certainly think that this woman is making a very, very big mistake. Because she's amongst the prominent women of the city. She's the wife of one of the ministers of the city. And here we've got this person, you know, say the noker working in her home, the person working in her home. She's falling in love with this person here. We think she's making a very, very big error. She's doing something very, very wrong. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ. So the wife of the minister, when she had heard about what these women are gossiping about, that people are gossiping about me, so what she did, أَرْسَلَتْ لَيْهِنَّ. She sent for these women. She invited them over. وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً. And she prepared for them some sort of arrangement for them to come and relax by her, some pillows, couches for them to relax upon. وَأَعْتَدْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينًا. And she gave each one of them a knife and some fruit for them to enjoy and for them to eat. وَقَالَتْ أُخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ. So now when they were all seated there, they were relaxing, they were enjoying themselves. Now she beckoned and she summoned for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ. So when this woman who had been gossiping about the wife of the minister saw Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, so that is when they realized why this woman was so madly in love with Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala mentioned, Allah Ta'ala bless Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with immense beauty. Akbarnahu, they regarded him to be something unbelievable. وَقَطَّعَنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. And this woman, they wounded the hands with the knives that they were cutting, because they were so taken aback by the looks of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they did not even realize that this fruit they are cutting, they had cut through the fruit, and now they began to cut and injure their own hands. وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. And they said, glory be to Allah, مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. This person is not a human being. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is nothing but a noble angel. قَالَ الْفَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ. So when the wife of the minister saw that these women are really impressed by the looks of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and now they can understand why I've fallen madly in love with him, so now she became very, very open and very, very bold. And she said, this is the very, very same person who you had spoken ill about me, regarding whom I was trying to seduce. You taught me to be doing something wrong. You blame me for trying to seduce this person. You can see why I've tried to seduce him. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. And certainly, I'll be open with you, I had tried to seduce him, فَاسْتَعْصَمْ, but he refused to give in to my advances. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمُرُهُ. But now, I will try again, and if he does not do as I instruct him, لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَ مِّنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. Then I will see to it that he is imprisoned, and he will be amongst those who are disgraced. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam knew at that time, when he realized that he was caught between a rock and a hard place, either he had to go to prison, or he had to give in to the whims of this woman, the desires of this woman. At that time, immediately, and it's a great lesson for us, when we face calamities and when we face situations where we could possibly fall into sin, immediately our thoughts should go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the dua in our heart, Allah Ta'ala, protect me from this sin. Yusuf alayhi salam said, "Qal rabbi sijnu uhibbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilayh." Oh my Lord, the prison is more beloved for me to me than for me to fall into the sin which these women are now calling me towards. Because they mentioned these women are calling me, because the Mufassiri mentioned at the time when they saw the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and when the wives tried to seduce him again, then these women were encouraging Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to do the evil act of zina with this woman. Wa illa tasrif anni kaydahunna. And Allah Ta'ala, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's dua was, O Allah Ta'ala, if you do not turn away this plot of this woman from me, asbu ilayhinna, I will fall into sin, wa akum min al jahilin, and then if I fall into sin, I'll be amongst those who are very, very ignorant. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ. Then Allah Ta'ala responded to the dua of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala saved him from the plot of this woman. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala is the all-hearing, the one who hears the dua of every person, al-alim, and Allah Ta'ala is the most wise. ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ. And then it became apparent to the people, to the husband of this wife, of the minister and others, that the best thing will be after seeing the evidence that this woman is after Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, it appeared to them and they realized that the best thing will be to imprison Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam for a period of time, just so that this woman will not be able to seduce him again.